Aloha kakou. Mahalo nui for listening my podcast, Hula and Talk. My name is Kawanoyan here, and all I talk on this podcast is based on something my kumo shared with me or my research. As Hawaiian didn't have written language earlier, many things still uncertain. So my podcast sometimes contain the information it's not sure. If you have better understanding or a different opinion, please send me DM by Instagram, Twitter, or comments from my website. My Instagram account is kawanoeanuhea0410. My Twitter is searchable as Kawanoe's Hula Studio. My website is kawanoeshulastudio.com without apostrophe. I would highly appreciate your opinion. This recording was made by Anchor Apps. If you are interested to create your podcast, I would highly recommend Anchor Apps. The Anchor Apps is free, and you can record, edit, and distribute in one app. When you set up your account with Anchor, the app can create an account with a bunch of different platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and so on. When you upload your episode to Anchor, it will be distributed to all different platforms. So if you're interested, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. もし興味のある方は、Anchor の無料アプリをダウンロードするか、ウェブサイト anchor.fm をチェックしてみてくださいね。
So, I would like to share Aloha chant today because currently we are having a crazy situation with the coronavirus all over the world. And I see on the TVs there is kind of like an incident or the happening of like fighting for the toilet paper or the fighting for the food or something like that. So, because of this crazy situation, I would like to share the Aloha chant, and I'm hoping this Aloha chant goes all over the world and then calms the people's heart and makes that of people's heart tender. Aloha chant was composed by Pilahipaki, and it was shared to my kumunui, Kekauilani Kalama. On that time, that was like 1962, but before, there was a big discussion about Aloha. On that time, people were gathered, and then they are trying to translate the word Aloha. So people were talking about what's the meaning of Aloha, so the meaning should be hello, love, or goodbye. And on that time, Pulahipaki stood up and acknowledged all the respect people and kupuna, and she did said what the meaning of Aloha for the first time in the public. There is a beautiful statement on the website of aeluvhula.com, which calls I Love Hula, and I would like to share their words. The words Aloha comes with many meanings. The true meanings of Aloha is a spiritual principle that emits the deepest expression with one's relationship, with oneself, one's family, community, friends, and strangers, and the creative and giving forces that live inside of each person. The true meaning of Aloha has a greater meaning than just hello or goodbye. It is a mindset and a way of life. Aloha is an attitude. To be in Aloha is to be in the presence of life. To share your innermost essence, being open and honest with humility. Aloha is accepting others for who they are and showing dignity to what they have to offer. Isn't it beautiful? I also would like to share Auntie Lani's word. So following is Auntie Lani's word. shared with me by Pilahi in 1962, used for the first time as an opening chant for the Aloha Week cult, of which my cousin Maiki Aiu Lake was the director, and the Hanohano brothers were all involved. Carl Hanohano was the king, Frances Holt the queen, and I the court chanter. This chant is very gentle and full of messages. Written by Pilahi, this chant gives meaning to God's great gift of what this five-letter word means, Aloha. It is also a reminder, be kind, gentle, keep pleasant thoughts, have humility, and be patient. It is not only a chant, but most importantly, a guide for your life. So this is the Antlani's word. And my kumuhula, Patikiaro Halani, right, she also wrote the statement about the aloha. So this is her word. I think aloha is an attitude of hospitality and an acceptance. An act of sharing the best of what you have with the guest or the strangers. Aloha is the act of accepting that the presence of ideas and philosophies different from your own. Aloha means a willingness to work with others for the common good. Aloha means to always acknowledge the source of our knowledge and realize that without our teachers and those who went before us, we would not be where we are today. It means lovingly embracing life and the beauty and goodness of life. It means living in harmony with all of creation. It means looking at the heart of the person to see who they are, rather than judging by the exterior. I means giving, loving, and sharing. So let's check the word mean. I would like to explain about the each word's meaning first, and then afterwards I will be translated line by line. So if you would like to download the text, there is the PDF data on my website, kawanoizhulastudio.com. So please check over there and then download there. Okay, so akahai ena Hawaii. So akahai means gentle. And the second line, lokahi akulike. So lokahi means unity or harmony, and kulike means together. Olu olu kamana'o, so olu olu means pleasant, and kamana'o, the mana'o means salts. Ha'a ha'a kokulana, ha'a ha'a means humble or degraded, and then kou, your, kulana, that's the positions or reputation. And ahonui lanakila. Ahonui means patience, and lanakila means victory. So akahai ena Hawaii means kind and tender person of Hawaii. Lokahi akulike means united together in harmony. Olu olu ka mana'o is meaning pleasant are your thoughts. Ha'a ha'a kokulana means be humble no matter what is your rank or station in life. Ahonui a lanakila means have patience until the victory. So if you check that text in a vertical way, you will see it is the word capital of Aloha. And so each of the letter has a different meaning of it. So the second section, Aloha mai ena Hawaii. So in this, Aloha was using as like greetings. And mai is kind of showing the direction, so that's towards to the Hawaiian people. Yeah, oke aloha no kamea nui. So in this aloha is meaning about the love and the compassion. And in no kamea nui, so mea means that things, and nui is translating as huge or big. E o mai e na Hawaii. So e o means answer me. Because mai is a directional word towards to the speakers. So e o mai e na Hawaii, that is for the people of Hawaii. Na pua lei, na mamo. So na pua, so pua is the children in this case. Na lei, in this case that's adult. And na mamo means elders. So pua is usually like a flowers or flower buds, and lei is usually the garland of what you can wear, and na mamo is usually the bird. But in this case, it's talking about the Hawaiian people, and kind of like using the metaphor of the pua as a children, lei as an adult, and na mamo as elders. So the second section untranslated as Aloha mai e na Hawaii, which is greeting to the people of Hawaii. Oke aloha no ka mea nui. Love and compassion is your greatest gift. E o mai e na Hawaii. Answer, people of Hawaii. Na pua, na le, na mamo. Which is translated as children, parents, and the elders. Next section, ala mai e kala hui. Ala means rise up or awake. Ala mai e kala hui. La hui means nation, people. And laula e kaulana. So laula means wide. Kaulana means famous. O mai ka lehu lehu. And o mai in this case is again saying answer. And okay, e Hawaii. Ha'aheo oe e Hawaii. And ha'aheo means pride. Oe is you. And ano ai me ke aloha. Ano ai means greeting. Ano ai again, me ke aloha is the love. And aloha mai is saying welcome and welcome. Translation goes, ala mai e kala hui, awake nation of Hawaii, laula e kaulana, widely known and famous. O mai ka lehu lehu. Answer, people of Hawaii. Ha'aheo oe e Hawaii. It is you who are the pride of Hawaii. Ano ai, me ke aloha. Greeting with love. Aloha mai, aloha mai. Welcome, welcome. Before I would like to start chanting aloha chant, I would like to share the one more thing. One person shared me the word, says kapu aloha. So the kapu aloha is the word which is using for the Mauna Kea's movement sometimes. And you will probably hear that word often. So the kapu aloha means, this world is not the perfect world for you, so there is always a problems, and then you will probably face with the person who has the opposite opinion or completely different opinion. But in this case, do not to focus something you can't have a control. So on this time, you can probably focus on something inside of you, and you can probably check what's the passion you have, what's the value of you have, and opportunity, and what your inner child want, and tries to make that part stronger. And in this case, even there is that a person who has the opposite opinion or a different opinion, you probably do not need to care about it. And then you can probably become more stronger person, and you can probably give other person's advice too. So kapu aloha, the word is really, really deep, and I love this word, and I appreciated the person who gave me this word. Now I would like to share the chant with you. Akahaina Hawaii Loka hiakulike Olu olu kumana o Ha'a kokulana Aho nui alana kila Aloha maina Hawaii O ke aloha no ka mea nui E o mai e nā Hawaii Nā pua, nā lei, nā mamo Ala mai e ka lahui Lahula e ka ulena O mai ka lehu lehu Ha'a heo oe Hawaii ano ai, me ke aloha, aloha mai, aloha mai.